We are at O'Brien and Levine. This is On the Record for radio entrepreneurs all week long. We're featuring the best law firms of New England, best litigators. And my name is Jeffrey Davis of MAGE, management consulting firm. And I'm here with Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing.
Jeff, this is wonderful. This is a good times talking to the attorneys who are the tops in their fields. And our next guest is one of the leaders in her field.
Well, I know you mean that because you said it when we were off air. So we're going to be talking to Kristen Scammon of Torres, Scammon & Day. And you do business litigation, but even more interesting for me because a lot of business litigators, white collar crime.
That's right. Right. And just to clarify, we're now Torres, Scammon, Hinks & Day. We recently added a new partner within the past couple of weeks. Yes, another former Mintz Levin partner who we're very happy to have, Ben Hinks, with us.
Excellent.
Well, that's great. Why don't you tell us about your practice?
Sure. My firm is a litigation boutique. It was started by myself and Steve Torres and Mike Day. We left Mintz Levin 4 years ago in March. To start the firm after many good years there, and we really enjoyed our time there, and we're very appreciative of the support we received from our former colleagues when we first started out. And since then, we've grown to add two associates, and then, as I mentioned, Ben joined us a couple weeks ago as a new partner, so we're very excited to be growing.
Excellent.
We're a litigation boutique. We each have sort of separate specialties. We all do your typical business litigation. My partner Steve does a lot of insurance work, and Ben, who we just brought in, also does the insurance reinsurance work. And you have just tapped my knowledge of anything about insurance, so that's it. And then my partner Mike, he has an employment focus, and he actually he's on a little bit of a reduced schedule now because he's now a state rep. He ran for and won a state rep seat.
So
it's busy. We're busy. We're kind of all flying around everywhere doing what we do. And then my personal practice is about half business litigation and half white collar criminal, which in my mind is both true criminal work and work involving the government. Like I do a good bit of SEC work, which is either investigations or typically civil cases, but with the SEC on the other side.
Now, have you found that, and developed the white-collar crime more in your new practice, or was this something that you had done for a long time in your previous practice?
I did a predominantly white-collar work when I was at Mintz Levin, working with Tracy Minor and Bob Popio, and some of the bigger cases were done over there. And what I found at the bigger firm, obviously you'd be able to take on these large scale, big trials. And now in the smaller firm, I'm able to do a lot of the work that we, when I was at Mintz Levin, would give to smaller firms. You know, we have this witness who needs a lawyer to take them into the grand jury, you know, or there's, you know, like a smaller case where the fees aren't going to be, people can't afford the bigger firms. So it's been a little bit different, but not so much because I've been working
with same mechanics on a different scale.
Exactly. It's, you know, I'm still on the phone with prosecutors and, you know, saying you need to give my client immunity the same as I would have at Mintz Levin. Just, you know, they can afford me more than they could.
You know,
a
if Jeff would say to you, you know, not only are we a entrepreneurial show for entrepreneurs, but you're an entrepreneur by going out and really taking your practice to a different step and obviously, hopefully, a better step.
Well, Mintz Levin's a big law firm. Yeah, it has a lot of infrastructure.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of corporate support. And now all of a sudden you're
a startup.
You're funding your own business.
Right.
And you're doing the marketing and you're doing the payroll.
Sure.
And
right.
It's, you know, and we were lucky when we started out. We had a lot of support from, you know, I don't want to say friends and family, but, you know, one of my partners, one of his best friends was an accountant, so he helped us set up the accounting. We had some IT help from people that, you know, we weren't having to go out and really pay large amounts for consultants,
but we
were able to get some help with, you know, some of the stuff that we probably wouldn't have been able to, we probably wouldn't have found as good of a fit in some of our professional help without that. So it is quite different, but I think we really like it in the respect, particularly for me, because you have the flexibility in a smaller firm to be able to take a case that I probably couldn't even have thought to take at Mintz Levin because of the economics. And I mean, that's not to say we don't do cases that we could have done there for our lesser
rate. Scale down.
Right.
I can scale down. I can say, you know, I can, yes, I can help out that guy who's has an issue with the government for a flat fee or a reduced fee.
You know, that's funny. A lot of people come on the show don't talk about white collar litigation. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, when you and people I think who are involved in white collar litigation don't like to talk about it. So maybe you can let our listeners who own businesses, entrepreneurs, give us a sense of what it, you know, what's the current state of affairs of white collar litigation in Massachusetts?
We've got a Attorney General's office that is focusing a lot on healthcare, from what we're seeing, and it sort of runs the gamut from what you'd expect, you know, investigations into hospitals, a lot of Medicaid fraud type things. But you know, there's a lot of startup businesses that get involved in the healthcare field, and so anybody that deals with Medicaid, medical billing, really needs to be aware of their compliance, because that is a focus of this Attorney General's office. On the federal side,
is that because there were so many, let's say, deadbeat companies?
I think
it just that it was never really looked at before, and it just seems to be a lucrative area?
It's a lucrative area because there's a lot of, there's some fraud, there's some outright fraud that you see, but then there's just a lot of mistakes made and things not done properly, and the government, they can recover some of that funding. The U.S. Attorney's Office, you know, they're focusing a lot on the terrorism cases, as we've seen, and some of that's just by necessity. They're starting to get a little bit more involved in the financial crimes lately. So, they, you know, mail fraud, wire fraud, and I think what a lot of smaller business owners don't really understand is that those statutes are very broad. You know, they pretty much touch, if you get involved in anything that involves wire, email, using the mails, and you defraud somebody, it can become a federal crime. It's not just you get sued and pay somebody back.
Because it's over state lines?
Over state lines or using the wires. So the U.S. Attorney's Office has very, very broad jurisdiction that a lot of people don't see. And they've also done a lot of focus on not typical white collar, a lot of drug cases are coming out of that office, which is fairly standard, but seems to be on the uptick lately.
It seems like a lot of the politicians are having more investigations into what they are doing versus the like in Massachusetts versus even the last administration. What's interesting, even our mayor is being investigated more aggressively than it seems like it would have happened under the Menino administration.
Yeah, I think I've noticed that myself. I don't know if I have a theory about why that is. I think that there's always political pressure to investigate political corruption. And I think particularly in this state and this political climate is causing people to sort of circle the wagons and really say, you know, you have to go after that. You have to go after that. And it doesn't take much for a prosecutor to, you know, send a grand jury subpoena if they have probable cause, and it just starts the ball rolling. And when you start investigating people in that arena, everybody sort of, you know, does this and tries to hide in a ball, or, you know, point fingers in other directions. So, you know, we'll continue to see that, definitely, particularly in an election year.
Interesting.
Is there enough investigation of white collar crime?
Well, as a defense lawyer, I would say, of course not. You know, get after it so that there's some more business for our defense lawyers.
Isn't it a lot more common than people realize?
I don't know if it's a lot more common. I think that, you know,
I mean, a lot of entrepreneurs, and I'm not going to throw a paintbrush across all of them, they don't know the rules.
People don't know the rules, or people know how to get around the rules.
Or they think because they own their own business, they can make the rules.
Or that, you know, that they're small enough to not be on anybody's radar.
Right.
But
there's a list we just created that covers a lot of people.
There is. And I think what people don't understand is, and I've seen this happen a number of times over my career, is it's typically when a smaller business comes under the gun and under fire and under investigation, it's because of a competitor. A competitor sort of drops the dime. and says, you know,
made the phone call.
Yeah, and is the one who said, oh, hey, you might want to look at that. They, you know, they're fudging that those invoices, or, you know, how are they getting that contract? They're not a true women-owned business. Like, that, those kind of things tend to...
Ouch.
Yeah.
Kristen, so here's the other thing. Just as a follow-up, we're talking about situations that are already that you're reactive to, but do you work with your clients to develop a plan to be more compliant so they get out ahead of some of these issues?
Proactive.
Yeah, definitely. Right. Right. That's, I do a lot of that.
Like a consultant.
Right. You know, to go in and do trainings. I work with businesses that come under a lot of antitrust scrutiny, you know, for pricing. And so I'll go in and do trainings for their employees. Okay, here's what you can't do. Here's what you can do. If somebody says this to you, you say this.
Right.
And so to kind of get ahead of that, because that's something that the prosecutors love to go after. If they see prices go up in any field, it's like, oh, something's going on. So, and just sort of general compliance, I've done a lot with smaller clients of, okay, what do you do? Like, what do you do if a process server shows up with a subpoena? Here's what you tell your receptionist.
Wow.
Here's what you tell the sales guy who somebody approaches when they're walking through the parking lot. So, and it's fairly simple, and, you know, something just to distribute, but it, you know, it helps them, you know, at the very beginning to get counsel involved to try and sort of stem the tide before things get out of hand.
Right.
Very interesting topic area. First timer on Radio Entrepreneurs. So I'd love you to come back, talk more about, you know, white collar
crime.
Sure,
I'd love
to. Our clients are white collar.
Yeah.
It's white collar entrepreneurs, right?
Right.
So, I mean, I'd love it if you come back and talk to us about it again. If someone wants to find you in the firm,
sure.
A little proactive work versus reactive.
Sure.
How would they find you?
You can find us on our website, which is www.tshdlegal.com. Our offices are at 35 India Street, right around the corner from here, right across from the Custom House.
Excellent.
We're always open, and we're always available by email. So I'd be happy to help anyone who's looking to get out ahead of something, or if that subpoena just showed up, you know,
I just want to
give me
out.
A call.
Thanks for being on the show today, Kristen.
Thanks for
Thank
having
you,
me.
Kristen.
I appreciate it. My name is Jeffrey Davis of Mage LLC. We're a management consulting firm. I don't practice the law, but Mark Z sometimes does, even though he does Mark Z Legal Staffing, and he's been my co-host. Thank you, Mark. And
Only virtually in advising clients,
I
Jeff.
Know. Well, you have some knowledge that some of us don't have. My name is Jeffrey Davis. As I said before, we're going to take a break. This is Radio Entrepreneurs.